An unprecedented campaign began in Massachusetts this week to notify tens of thousands of people that they may no longer have a drug conviction on their record. During the last couple of years, Massachusetts courts have dismissed more than 47,000 drug charges involving about 28,000 defendants. The affected cases between 2003 and 2013 were tainted by the misconduct of two former chemists at state crime labs. Using postcards and ads on radio, news websites, and social media, the notice campaign is an effort to let the people who were wrongly convicted know about it and make them aware of their rights. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matthew Siegel, the legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts.
The way that the war on drugs works in Massachusetts and so many other places is that it doesn't just punish you, it keeps punishing you. So with a record, it's harder to get a job, an apartment, a student loan, you know, almost anything you could want or need to rebuild your life. And so learning that these convictions have been overturned, we hope, might help people to start rebuilding their lives and moving on from these convictions. And in addition, people have often paid fines and fees in connection with these now overturned convictions, and they may have a right to seek the return of those fines and fees, and they may have questions for the public defenders about how to make sure that happens.
And so the notices are inform people that they're what they can. There's a number that they can call for more information, that sort of thing.
Yes. So each, in addition to advertisements and interviews like the one we're doing right now, each defendant is going to be sent a letter that says what happened to their conviction and provides a number to the public defender hotline, and that number is 1-888-999-2881.
Are you satisfied that everybody who was caught up in these drug lab scandals that they have received, for lack of a better word, justice at this point?
Well, it's you know, given that you're exactly right that almost everybody got their conviction dismissed after serving out their entire sentence, you know, it's hard for me to say that everyone's getting a full amount of justice, but we hope it's some justice. And we are concerned that there may be people who are falling through the cracks. And so that's why we're encouraging anyone who thinks that their case was involved with Andy Dukin or Sonia Farrick, we're encouraging them to call the hotline and make sure that their case has been dismissed if that's what they're entitled to have happen.
But the primary focus on this is to make sure that people know that if they had a conviction back, say, 10 years ago, because these go back more than a decade, correct, these convictions? That if someone someone had a conviction that was many, many, many years old, that they should check to make sure that that's no longer on their Corey record?
Exactly. They may be in the process right now, for all we know, of applying for jobs or applying for housing, things like that. And we want to make sure that as soon as possible, people know that their convictions have been overturned so that they can get out from underneath the collateral consequences of these convictions. We want to make sure people know what happened to them and they can take steps, concrete steps, to help improve their lives.
And has anything like this ever been done before, this kind of a notification campaign on this scale?
We're not aware of it. Certainly when the Dukin convictions were overturned in 2017, that was 21,000 plus cases at once, and we believe that was the largest single dismissal of wrongful convictions in United States history. So we don't think anything like these dismissals has happened before, and we don't think that this notice campaign, anything like it, has happened before. And what we're trying to do here, among other things, is to create a model, not just for helping people in Massachusetts, but for dealing with wrongful convictions anywhere. Whenever there are wrongful convictions, the burden for fixing the problem shouldn't be on the wrongfully convicted people. It should be on the state that wrongfully convicted them. And that's what this notice campaign is part of, and that's what these dismissals are part of.
And we should point out that the state is paying for this, correct? The state is paying for the notice campaign. How much is the state paying?
Well, I don't know the final numbers, partly because we're still in the process of paying for everything. But the context here is that in the Sonia Farrick scandal, a court found that two former prosecutors with the state attorney general's office committed misconduct that worsened the scandal. And the reason why the attorney general's office has been ordered to pay for this notice campaign is that that is a sanction for the misconduct that was committed by its two former employees.
And so you're doing radio, print, and digital ads, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this goes to how unprecedented this all is. I mean, every affected defendant is going to be sent a letter, but we know that not everyone is going to receive those letters. So we have these radio ads, print ads. There are going to be posts on Facebook to try to make sure that people know their rights. And that's because at the end of the day, this scandal isn't really about Sonia Farrick, and it's not really about Annie Dugan. It's about the people in Massachusetts who were harmed by misconduct, and we have an obligation to do right by them.